picture. I'm here to tell you this morning, whatever cloak that sin wraps itself in, it's still sin. You strip the cloak away and nobody would want it. Sin is a facade. Sin is a veneer. Sin is frothy. Sin is showy. Look at it, David, when you step back and you see what happened in your life. A man after God's own heart who made mistakes. You find a baby's grave. You find one of his sons raping his daughter. Then Absalom killing his brother because he took advantage of his sister. Strip the perfume cloak away, Samson. Take off that lovely lap of delight. And you find Samson blinded and grinding at a meal. A blind Samson, his health gone, his strength gone, his sight, his power. The devil never comes and says, look at me, I'll give you a broken heart. Listen to me and I'll ruin your health. He never comes to you and says, oh, just do this and I'll eat your lungs up with cancer. No, it doesn't say that. He never says, come follow me and I'll disease your body. Come to me and do what I'll say and you'll be found with child before you exchange your marriage vows. That's why I need a preacher. The devil offers smiles, but he only gives you frowns. He offers joy, but he only brings you misery. He offers light, but you only get darkness. He offers a new time, but you only end up in midnight. He offers you happiness, but you only receive sorrow. He offers you the top, but I promise you, you'll end up at the bottom. He offers you a delightful first sip, but he never shows you Skid Row. The devil is a liar. The devil is a thief. Hear me, young people. The devil is a crook. The Bible says the devil is a fowler. The devil is a hindrance. The devil is an imposter. I need a preacher. A God-called, anointed preacher. The devil is a lion. He's a questioner. He's a tempter. He's a braggart. He's a wicked one. He never puts in the last chapter. He never puts in the last page. He never puts that last picture in his dirty magazine. Oh, he'll show you those dirty pictures on his billboards. He'll show you those magazines and his newsstands and his internet sites. He'll fill your ears with suggestive music, soap operas, table television. He'll show you all kinds of filth and trash, uncensored nudity, nakedness. I'll show you all of that. He shows you pot smoking parties, a high drug world. He'll show you his liquor. I'm here to tell you, you need a preacher in your life. Parents, you need a preacher in your life. Friend of mine, you need a God-called, anointed preacher in your life. If you take the cover off of sin, you'll find Lot hiding behind a dead wife that was turned into a pillar of salt. Depraved daughters, illegitimate sons, a destroyed nation, burned cities. And you'll find Lot running for his life. Take the coat of prosperity away from Naomi. Strip the sinful cloak of getting out of the will of God. And you'll find three graves. One of her beloved husband. One of her youngest son, Milon. One of her eldest son, Chilon. They just went on a vacation. Well, pastor won't know about this. We can do this. You know, you can wrap a rattlesnake. Anybody ever seen a snake? Brother Valentine talked about a big snake this morning. Ever seen a snake? I don't like snakes. Do you know you can take a rattlesnake? You can wrap him up in a box. Merry Christmas. I got your present. But when you open that box, as pretty as that wrapping is, might have a bow on it, might say, to Brother Caden, with love. But when you open that box up, it's still a rattlesnake inside. And he's still going to bite you and kill you and take advantage of you. Anybody ever smelled a skunk before? Yes. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You like it? No. No, I don't either. You know, you can take a skunk. I had a neighbor one time that had a pet skunk. Go figure. Found it when it was a baby in the ant pile, brushed the ants off, took it to the vet, had it clipped, that little stink gland in there, had it clipped, and raised it like a dog. Nasty. You can take a stinking, smelly skunk and wrap it in a package and say, hey, Garrett, I'm going to give you this. It's my birthday present to you. We're twins. Here you go. But you know, when you open up that present, it's going to still... It's going to stink. You got it right. Just like a skunk. Do you know you can go today for lunch before the bowling competition that's going to be going on between Brother Baggett and our good sister over here? And I don't know if the youth all heard that, the youth workers, but we got a challenge laid down for us. Who's on your team? Oh, no, no. Well, he'll pick my team. I'll pick his team. Hallelujah. But you can go today for lunch and eat a big old ribeye steak and a baked potato and some macaroni and cheese. That's a lot of carbs. You better throw in some broccoli. Everybody like broccoli? No, some of you do, some of you don't. Brussels sprouts? No, no, no. You can eat a big old piece of pecan pie when you're done with a scoop of homemade Bluebell ice cream. Whew, maybe some cherries on top. A little bit of chocolate if you like chocolate. I don't like chocolate. But you can take one bite of raw onion in the middle of that process. And you won't smell the steak. You won't smell the potato. You won't smell the macaroni and cheese, the broccoli, the Brussels sprouts, the homemade Bluebell ice cream. You're going to smell onion. That's what you're going to smell. You can take fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lying, stealing, profanity, liquor, drugs, alcohol. You can wrap it in any kind of package that you want to wrap it in, but it's still filth. Hear me. It's still turpentine. It's still wicked. It's still vile. It's still filth. And it's not good. Sin is death clothed in light. Sin is slavery clothed in a cloak of freedom. Sin is weeping clothed in a cloak of joy. It's mourning wrapped in liberty. It's divorce court wrapped in a seductive woman's lure. It's remorse wrapped in a promise. It's poverty, prosperity wrapped in riches. Every single thing. It's loneliness wrapped in companionship. It's an illegitimate child wrapped in a night of fun. It's a hell wrapped in a heaven. It's an asylum wrapped in a sanity. It's a broken heart wrapped in happiness. Every single thing that sin says it offers just the opposite. I need a preacher. Say it with me. I need a preacher. I need a preacher. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. You heard about the father who took his son aside. Son had been very bad. No one in here is bad though, right? No, nobody wants to admit it. His dad took him and said, son, you've been bad. I'm going to do something with you, son. Come here, help me. Come on. No, you'll go? Okay. Come on. I'm going to do something with you, son. See the side of our barn over here? Every time you're bad, every time you talk back, every time you don't pay attention when we're talking upstairs, I'm going to drive a nail in the side of that barn. Sounds pretty bad. But every time you're good, we're going to pull a nail out of the side of that barn. You can be seated. Thank you. It wasn't very long, like some of us, that the whole side of the barn was full of old rusty nails. Full of them. The little boy got to looking at it. Wow, I've been a bad boy. Look at that. The whole side of the barn is full of nails sticking out. I've been bad. I'm going to be a good boy. So he started being good. Taylor doing his chores. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Being respectful to his elders. That's what we're going to be, right? Amen. Oh, yeah, we are. You're going to get a nail in the side of the barn. That's why you need a preacher. So he started being good, so they started pulling the nails. Finally, the day came. The dad, son, let's go. We got the family together, got the camera out. We're going to pull the last rusty nail out of the side of this barn. They went, everybody's smiling like some of you. They pulled that last old rusty nail out. They began to look, son, you've been so good. We're so proud of you. You've done such a good job. And the little boy was standing there crying. He said, but Dad, look at all the scars to always remind me I was once a bad boy. If you play with fire, you're going to get burned. Has anybody here ever painted? Anybody? Show me your hands. Have you painted? You didn't get one drop of paint on you? I'm usually baptized in it. So much so that Brother Ken and Brother Doucette, they don't like me cutting in. They just give me the roller. Because if I cut in, I'm going to get paint on me. Has anybody here ever welded? I've welded. I learned real fast that I didn't want to do it for a profession. I've got some scars over here where I was welding a bumper on a Jeep that some slag fell off and it was hot. Anybody here ever fried chicken? Anybody? Some of you young people, come on now. There's a hallelujah. There's sin in the camp. You didn't get any flour on you? Did you get any grease on you? Yeah. Whatever you're involved with, it's going to get all over you. Whatever you take part in, it's going to get all over you. Amen. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? You see, when you play with sin, sin will get on you. It's just a little bit of pride, Brother Chris. It won't hurt me. It's just a little bit of lust. It'll be all right. I can deal with it. I'm big enough to handle it. No, you're not. It'll get all over you. Oh, it won't hurt me. I'm a young man. I don't want it on me, but it's on me. If I could take my jacket and my shirt off today and show you my right arm right here, I've got a scar where I was stabbed. Not proud of that wound. Not proud of that scar. I was fighting for my life. I've got a scar in my leg right here where I've been stabbed. Where I wasn't supposed to be. Doing what I wasn't supposed to do is what I in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong crowd. Oh, it won't hurt you, Brother Chris. It won't hurt me. I'm tough. Oh, I smile at that kind of stuff. Oh, I just ride the bus. Well, I'm a youth worker. Oh, no, don't do that to me. Well, I almost said elder, but you're not an elder. Oh, okay. Elder. I've been through some things in life. I was on a ship. Whatever you play with, it's going to get all over you. Well, I go to church regular, and man, I play the guitar, and I'm just going to play it one honky-tonk. When I first learned the first instrument I played, my dad made me promise that I would never use my talent or ability in anything except for the glory of God. I thank God he did that. If you play with the lust of the flesh, it's just a bit of lust. It won't hurt you. You're a pretty young lady. Oh, it won't get on you. Sin disguises itself. Oh, sin likes soul winners who smile. Ooh, who come to church, has brought 4 or 5 brand new people. Oh, it won't hurt you. No, you're too sweet. Oh, you bring greens, you bring all kinds of eggs. it ain't going to hurt you. Sin is no respecter of person. Sin doesn't care what side of the tracks you're on. Sin doesn't care how old or how young you are. The devil is roaming to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. Sin doesn't care how much Bible you think you might know or might not know. Sin is a destroyer. Sin is a liar. It's a facade. If you would stand with me all over the building, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. That's why I need a preacher. That's why I need a man of God in my life. That's why I can come to my pastor and say, thank you, Pastor. Thank you for preaching truth. Thank you for standing for what's right. Thank you for watching out for us. Thank you for leading us in this generation. I respect you. I honor you. Oh, thank you, God, for my pastor. I don't want the devil to win in my life. I don't want the devil to take these young people or these children. I'm here to proclaim to you today, we are drawing a line in the sand once and for all. You need to do this for yourself, young people. Ask God to forgive you of your sins, wash you and cleanse you, fill you with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. It's a comfort, it's a guide, it's a power. That'll make you an overcomer. You need a man of God. You need a relationship with God for yourself. Adult, you need a relationship with God for yourself. Amen. I wonder if there's anybody here, all of our young people, I'd invite you forward. All of our parents, adults, would you come just join around them right now? I want us to pray for our kids, our youth, all of our youth. Come on. Going the wrong way, Cameron. Come this way. Come on, all of our young people. All of our parents and all of our adults, get around them as close as you can. Some of you parents can come up here and get in front of them. Come on, some of you elders. I want us to pray. I want us to pray over our young people like we haven't done in a long time. Our children. I want us to pray for each other. It's that desperate prayer. It's that fervent prayer. It's that prayer that's saying, devil, I'm putting you on notice to let you know I'm not letting go of these young people. I'm going to fight for them. I'm going to stand for them. I'm going to pray for them. Devil, I'm not letting you take my brother or my sister or discourage them. I'm going to lift them up in prayer and togetherness. Just reach over right now where you are. Lay hands on your neighbor. Let's pray, Lord Jesus. God, if there's any lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, or pride of life in our life right now, wash us and forgive us of our sins. Lord, touch these young people. Every one of them, God. Reach in their heart, Lord. Fill them with your Holy Ghost. Put your anointed protective hedge about them. Come on, that's it, church. Pray. God, we're standing on your promises. We're standing on your word. Lord, get us to the point where we say, what must I do to be saved? I don't want sin in my life anymore. Fill me right now, God. Let your anointing, let your presence, let your power come upon us. Come on, that's beautiful. Come on, that's beautiful. Pray. Come on, parents. Some of you parents, lay hands on some of these young people. Sunday school teachers, gravity staff, youth workers, Sunday school department. Lay hands on them right now. Jesus, touch these children. God, if there's anything in their life, give them the strength to stand. Whatever they're facing, God, shield them, oh God. God, every adult under the sound of my voice, I pray that your love and your mercy, your forgiveness would cover us right now. Give us the strength, oh God, to be a shining example to these young people. We praise you, God. We worship you, God. Come on, all over the building, just lift your hands. God, I honor you this morning. Come on, begin to worship him. God, I worship you. If you need the Holy Ghost this morning, you've got to ask for it. Ask him, Jesus, fill me with the Holy Ghost.